Aircheckdownloads.com.
Classic years of music.
This is The Rewind with Ed James.
BBC Radio WN.
We're going back.
The World Cup is finally here.
England expects.
I feel that we are ready for this.
The England striker Michael Owen is out of the World Cup.
I'm extremely proud to have worn the armband.
World Cup Rewind kicks off now.
Niles Barkley and Crazy on BBC Radio WM, kicking off a World Cup rewind. These songs are brilliant. We have gone back in time, haven't we, ahead of England's games in the World Cup. We're going to go back to World Cups of the past when it all went a bit football crazy. And the year we've gone back to today is the time that the World Cup was held in Germany. Do you remember it?
Well, the talking's over. The action's about to start. Yes, the World Cup is finally here.
Guten Tag und willkommen zur FIFA Weltmeisterschaft 2006 in Deutschland.
Altogether, there are 32 teams from Argentina to Togo.
The Germans have made it clear right from the start, everybody's welcome here. We will make provision for you to be able to watch the match and be part of the party.
England fans have been brilliant.
I'll try and get tickets all day, but it'll enjoy the game whatever, I reckon, down by the river.
It is so exciting. It's definitely the biggest and best competition on the planet.
A global television audience of billions will tune in, making it the world's most popular sporting event ever.
England have got a genuine chance of winning this competition.
Jason's got it as well. Well done, Jason. Thank you for your text. Year of Pirates of the Caribbean, he thinks as well. Tell me your memory of this year. Tell me which year you think it is for the World Cup. 81333 WM to start your message. That's Nelly Furtado and Man Eater. We are celebrating England's game with Panama with this very special World Cup rewind.
T20 cricket is fast on BBC Sounds.
Right, doing the World Cup rewind. Shakira on the way. Embrace World at Your Feet, which was one of the big songs in this year, as was our next song to play, You Snow Patrol and Chasing Cars. Any idea? We always have high hopes for England to do well in the World Cup, but this particular year, if you remember, think back to it, the hype was off the scale. On paper, we had one of the best sides in the competition. But as they say in football, the game isn't played on paper.
It's what everyone has been waiting for. We just wanted to kick off and get going now. This is what it's all about. This is what we're here for.
You know, if you look through the England squad, it is unbelievably good. They have got every chance to win.
I think it's the first time now in a long, long time that they think they've really got a chance of doing something.
For England fans, was a generation who've lived with huge optimism, and they've come here expecting victory. They certainly think they're going to go all the way. They'll expect at least a semi-final place, and I suspect a good proportion of them are secretly hoping and believing and expecting that England win the World Cup.
We'll do it all.
Aircheckdownloads.com.